Break out the champagne. Everybody get a glass. Let's start it off sexy. What do you say?
Hi, this is Belinda Chang, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
And now the ladies say. 720 WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Skyline Studio, high atop Chicago, and on the line with us, a lady who's been a driving force behind some of the most beloved restaurants in Chicago, New York, San Francisco, an amazing acclaimed ambassador for great times, great food, fun, and especially great wines, James Beard Award winner, and one of our very favorites and leading voices in the food and wine space, the incomparable Belinda Chang. Welcome to WGN.
Oh my gosh, I'm blushing. Thank you so much for that intro. Can I take you as a hype man everywhere, Dave?
Yes, you absolutely. I'll be like Michael Buffer. I'll be like the boxing announcer, like, in the corner. She's amazing.
I hate that. Great.
The wonderful, you're like, world of wine. So, but here's the thing, and it is all every bit of the intro stuff. I mean, I had to cut probably half of it out because you are doing so many things, so many exciting things. In there was mentioned something that I think is more relevant than maybe other weeks is the James Beard Awards, yeah. Right? And so the announcements yeah. came out, and this used to be, it's always been amazing. It's the Oscars of food. We feel here in Chicago, obviously, a closer affinity since it is here for the foreseeable future. But this is a big day for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I spent the entire morning refreshing my screen on Twitter so that I could yell and scream and holler for all of my favorites who made it onto the finalist list this year, and a lot of Chicagoans, so I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, like the Midwest, you think Chicago is, you know, they always talk about Los Angeles, it's really like a bunch of suburbs tied together. Now I think when it comes to the James Beard world, the Midwest is kind of a bunch of suburbs of Chicago kind of tied together.
Well, we know we're number one. I don't know how anyone else feels about it.
Well,
they but I'm Team Chicago all the way.
Yeah, they just have to read the results there, and I think they can see it. But a little insight into that, as you're excited for so many friends in the world, but as a person who has experienced that, what is that like for the first time to be nominated, right, and be right there as a finalist for James Beard?
It's so exciting. I mean, for me personally, it was on sort of a career bucket list that I had written and had no idea that I would ever get close to these amazing high heights and these goals so early in my career. So it's just like an Oscar. I mean, this is the affirmation of all your peers saying that, yes, you are the best at something in their view. So there's nothing more exciting, I think, in the restaurant business than these next couple months, first with the April 26th Media and Broadcast Awards in New York, and then the awards here in Chicago at the Lyric on Monday the 6th. So, you know, this is the part of the year where my heart is always racing. I remember the announcement. I don't think that they weren't live tweeting the results in those days, but people found out before I did. And I was actually in Alsace, France at a wine tasting when my phone just started to explode. And I realized it was so many people with well wishes congratulating me on the nomination. So I just remember this time of year and always look forward to this time of year so much, more so than Christmas.
Of course, that's a big time, too, on the celebration and the party side. So obviously you're in demand there as well. It is one of those things. And I'll say it, you know, and we have a lot of guests on. They say it's the Oscars of food, but it's the kind of yeah. thing when you win that award and you're a personality or a professional in the food space, it's the kind of thing that it's a great thing to have on a bucket list because from that yeah. moment forward, every time you are introduced, it's as a James Beard Award winner. So talk a little bit about the impact. Yeah. Certainly it's fun and exciting, and I think it's definitely a great recognition within the industry, but it's one of those moments that sticks with you for the rest of your life.
Yeah, it has a lot of gravitas to it in addition to, yay, I won a medal. I mean, but who doesn't want a medal or some kind of trophy to gather dust on the shelf? So, you know, in the audience, when you attend these award ceremonies, these are all the people that you read about in magazines and see on television, you know, all the OGs and all the new hot sort of chefs and restaurateurs and sommeliers and winemakers. It's really everybody who's at the top of their game in our business in one room. So like the energy is always palpable when we're in the room. And I don't think there's many other places in our food and restaurant world where you get such a concentration of talent And, you know, it's just bright and wonderful. And we get to get new dresses every year, you know, for the gals, and new tuxes if they want for the guys. You know, who doesn't love, like, it's our industry prom in addition to the Oscars.
Yeah, I mean, it's more like, it's a giant ball. It is just, and you're right, too. And what is, you know, what's the point of having a great award if you don't have a great party to go with it? And so let's talk a little bit about, because it is, and I have been there, I've covered a bunch of them, I've been on the red carpet, I've done all that stuff and experienced it from the media and the coverage side, but I've seen it, and it is, and for the listeners, if you have never been, that should be on your bucket list, is to attend, because it is every bit of a great award. Award show where you see a lot of your favorites out there, a lot of the great personalities from the world of food, and then all those top people killing it in the food space. And then afterwards, there's this amazing party where so many of them are right there with you, so you get to taste what it is you've been hearing about all night.
That's true. Well, you know, I love a post-party, but for me, I'm a pre-party gal. I don't know if anybody thinks about fondly their prom in high school, but a lot of times, you know, my date wasn't exactly who I thought it was going to be, and my favorite memory of the prom is the pre, where, you know, all the gals were getting their hair and makeup done together, or all the guys are sort of hanging out, looking forward to the evening and picking up their dates. So I do an event every year, and it'll now be in its fifth year, where we get women nominees together and past winners, and we all get our hair and makeup done together. And there's just a really great spirit of camaraderie and communication and community, and it's so much fun. And we're actually offering anyone, not just the nominees or past winners, the chance to come to this pre-prom party, both in New York and Chicago this year. I think that's the first time we've opened it up to the public. And all you got to do is go on the Mileage Plus website and bid some of those miles that I usually use for magazines. But if you have enough of them, you can bid on an experience like this. They do hundreds of really cool experiential events with food and wine and travel. And I have two different pre-prom James Beard Gala experiences up on their site right now.
Well, you mentioned Mileage Plus, and so we want to let the listeners know it's for United Airlines. I think their site is united.com. I'm a member of that, and so you get some extra miles, and I don't know if I'm eligible to get in on it. And I certainly could use to have my hair done now and then and get on there and some of the pre-party stuff. But
well, it's really neat. They give all the members another way to use your miles, you know, aside from magazines, and these are all VIP experiences all over the world. And they have a particular site just where you can check all these experiences out. It's called exclusives.mileageplus.com. So anyone is a member, and, you know, most Chicagoans, we all fly United at some point and accumulate a couple miles that you can use for things like this. And I think the opening bid for a couple of tickets to my pre-prom, and it includes two tickets to the red carpet gala and also a little guide myself to all the epic post parties, the insider post parties, starts at 25,000 miles. So I think it's a pretty great deal.
It's accessible for anyone to at least enter and have that shot to get in there, and not only to experience it as everybody should aspire to do, but also to do it with you. And that's like the ultimate experience. Someone who has been there, who knows what to do, what not to do, and the best ways to enjoy those James Beard events. And so we'll have links to that up at WGNradio.com, and we'll promote all that. I think it's open until April 15th, so people encourage them to get there and enter that. Well, Belinda, let's talk a little bit about some of the other stuff that you're doing. So identified in the wine world, you know, you're working at the Modern with Danny Meyer and, of course, Charlie Trotter. You know, the resume is absolutely amazing. And now you're getting this opportunity to really showcase what has always been kind of a shining star of what it is that you do is your great personality and the desire to help people kind of have great fun and have great events. So talk a little bit about some of the things you're doing solo now.
Yeah, it's definitely a new chapter for me and doing all kinds of things. I guess, you know, when you're at a restaurant day to day, you're trying to recreate a very similar experience and provide sort of a consistent experience for your guests. And now I get to recreate or create a totally different experience every night for guests. And that can be anything from an elite tasting of a vertical of 10 vintages of Chateau Clinet wines from the right bank of Bordeaux with the owners of Chateau Clinet here in my atelier in Streeterville for 16 guests. We did a really fun cheese board making class where we tasted my favorite champagnes and cognac with cheeses a few weeks ago. So we do all kinds of really neat stuff, from very sort of simple and things that are easy to buy tickets for to very, very grand and a little more pricey, a little more decadent, but definitely exclusive. And I think we're throwing some events that weren't available before in Chicago, and now they are. So we always keep a calendar on BelindaChang.com so you can see what we're up to, and you can always follow me on social media. We always sort of tease our programming and what's going to be happening. We'll be in New York for the James Beard Awards in a couple weeks. We'll be in Aspen. I throw a pool party every year at the Food and Wine Aspen Classic. So there's a lot of fun stuff on the schedule coming up.
Well, those opportunities to get, and of course the one with United as well, to get in and enjoy Belinda Chang in person, whether it's events here in Chicago or around the country at some of those great festivals or as part of the James Beard Award ceremonies, but also if you can experience her in video form, right? And so many of your people are doing almost a million, right? And so you're actually shooting videos, giving people kind of a glimpse into the world online and on YouTube.
Yeah, I was so honored. There's a great series on Condé Nast Epicurious called Price Points, where they bring in an expert on bacon or deli meats or knives, and they have the expert try to guess which in a pairing, in a duo, is the least expensive and which is the most expensive. And I'm the first one to film a wine video, which I think is one that's really interesting. You know, it's really interesting to see if people can tell if a wine is from the bottom shelf or from the top shelf without knowing what it is. So I tasted 5 wines side by side to try to determine, and I'll let you watch the video on YouTube to see how I did, how I scored. But I'm super excited because, you know, as you said, we're getting close to 1 million views. And I definitely want to knock out beer and ice cream because, you know, wine is the most important stuff.
It's exciting stuff, right? Giving people what they want in so many different forms. BelindaChang.com is the website for it. And like I said, at WGNRadio.com, we'll have links to some of the time-sensitive ways to get in on things Belinda is doing with the James Beard Awards and of course, with the videos and all the exciting stuff, Belinda, because it's the kind of thing that we've known. I've been interviewing you for well over 10 years and all the different incarnations on the career side. And I think that you've really found and you're kind of catching your stride here and kind of giving people what they want as you're kind of being the best Belinda that you can be at this point as well.
Thank you. It's been fun to figure it out and figure out the next chapter and how to still have great wine in my glass all the time and also be able to share that great wine with people. So it's a lot of fun, and I appreciate all the support, Dane.
Yeah, she's one of the very, very, very best in the business. Belinda, before we let you go, if you want to give the social media side, they know BelindaChang.com. We'll have that up. But, you know, maybe Twitter or Instagram, ways people can keep up with you.
You can find me at Belinda_Chicago on Instagram and also on Twitter.
Belinda Chang, thanks so much for taking time out. Good luck with all your travels and all the
thanks,
fun, and
Dane,
thanks for jumping on the show.
My pleasure.